and you can sort of get a sense of the depth of the colour and luster and of those pearls in a natural state now. You know, that's straight out of the oyster.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look pretty impressive, right?
They do.
And that's the Australian story. Yeah. That's why Australia's always had the finest pearls in the world, and, you know, to this day we still do, and this is what the rest of the world wants their pearls to look like.
James Brown is a third generation pearl farmer in Western Australia's Kimberley region. He's looking at some of the gems being harvested this year at the family's Signet Bay Pearl Farm, about 2 hours' drive north of Broome. He's pretty pleased with what he's seeing.
2016 crop. And you roll them out into your hand, you can get a sense of...
They're all different, aren't they? Each and every one.
Yeah. Predominantly white.
Hello, I'm Courtney Fowler. Things are starting to look up for the local pearling industry after some pretty tough years. A mystery disease wiped out huge numbers of wild stocks of the Pintada Maxima pearl shells, which were once abundant in this region. To recover, the team here at Signet Bay Pearls started producing some of their own shell in a purpose-built hatchery. 5 years on, they're finally reaping the rewards of that investment, harvesting the very pearls that started off life here in the shed.
Yeah, hatchery technology is certainly the new world of pearl farming and the new world of kind of molluscan aquaculture in general, because it's what allows us to control breeding programs. So we still use wild shell. It's still really important to our program, and to be honest, most of our pearls in the industry are still grown with wild shell. But we're using the hatcheries to run the breeding programs, and eventually they will probably lead to a difference in productivity.
So these little babies here that are spawning, what's the process from here? How long does it take for them to end up out in the sea lease there?
Well, most of their siblings are already out there. So after you've spawned the animals you've got your different family lines going, so that's basically keeping males and females separate as opposed to, you know, a coral spawning where everything's mixed up. That's what we do in the hatchery. Now, once we've got them settled onto the settlement slats here at about sort of 2 or 3 millimetres in size, which is somewhere between 50 and 60 days after spawning, they go out to the farm. So most of their siblings are already on the farm and growing away. We've just kept these in the tank so we can observe these every day, and we can see how they perform in different conditions, or if something happens to the ones on the farm, we can start doing some testing on those shell out there. So if they get challenged by something and we find high mortalities, we work with the fish health labs in Perth, and we'll be able to test against these ones.
For James Brown, ongoing research and development is the key to the industry's future survival in a growing global market. He's also keen to raise the profile of the local industry as they struggle to compete against cheaper, mass-produced Asian pearls.
We've been working on a whole range of things which are slowly but surely starting to pay off now. And that's just the way this game is. Every time we do a hatchery run, we're really thinking 5 to 10 years down the road, because it'll take 5 years before you get a pearl, right? Mm. So a lot of the investments we do, a lot of the decisions we make are 5 and 10 years out. Mm. So, you know, when you're thinking constantly 5 and 10 years out, it's kind of hard to get excited day to day. You've really got to play this long game. And I think we're starting to feel those things paying off now. And I feel like we're on the cusp of something. So I'd like to say that in another few years, maybe we've actually turned the corner and the industry is getting back into a sort of a ramp-up phase, because we've figured out a couple of key things.
And just through the door here, we can see some of the work that your pearl technicians are doing with some oysters fresh off your sea lease. Shall we go and have a look and see what they're doing?
Yeah, after you.
So this is where the magic happens, is it, Jack?
Yeah, so you can see the tanks full of shell at the back there, and the guys are pegging those. So what we're doing is we're changing the water level, and we're trying to replicate the tide to get the oyster to relax. And the guys are literally catching the oysters whilst they're relaxed. They're putting a peg into them, and then those pegged shell are being presented to the technicians, mm-hmm. who are either performing first operations, and that's the grafting operation to set up a first pearl, set up a pearl sack and get a pearl growing. And over on the left-hand side, you can actually see Mike harvesting some pearls that have been growing for the last 2 years. So we've got two different things happening in the shed at the same time today.
Yeah.
One of the most skilled jobs on a pearl farm is that of the pearl technician. They're the ones responsible for delicately placing the nucleus into the oyster shell, which will then hopefully develop into a pearl in years to come. Rose Crisp is a pearl farmer in her own right, coming from Broken Bay Pearls on the Hawkesbury River near Sydney. She also happens to be a very skilled pearl technician, and she's helping out at Cygnet Bay at the moment.
You're whizzing through, you're making it look extremely easy, but what you're doing is actually, if I describe it, you've got maybe an inch to work with there, and you're putting in your surgical tools to put a nucleus, is that right?
Yeah, a nucleus.
To put a nucleus in. I mean, you've really got centimetres to work with. I mean, how are you... Can you describe what you're doing as you're popping the nucleus in?
Okay, so I'm just going to make an incision in the oyster, and then I'll cut into the area that I want to place the nuclei, and then I'll place a nuclei back in that incision.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll place a piece of the graft tissue in as well. So I get that right up against the nuclei, and then hopefully I can get a lovely pearl out of that. That's the idea of it. So it's always a challenge though, isn't it? To get what you really want to get out of it.
Part of James Brown's plans to promote the local industry involves developing a pearl trail where tourists can explore Australia's unique pearl culture. Cygnet Bay has joined forces with Rose Crisp from Broken Bay Pearls to get this scheme off the ground.
By joining forces, we want to try and create an opportunity to raise awareness about these Australian products. We want to try and educate consumers about them, what's great about them. We've just seen the response from the public. They're really intrigued. I mean, pearling's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work, it's loud noises, it's long days, it's, you know, it really is the grunt behind the glamour kind of thing, but the Australian public really resonates with it. So we've picked up on how good that is. I mean, we're 200 km from Broome, and yet we're getting 10 to 15,000 people a year come out here to have an experience and get to know the industry a bit better. And I think Broken Bay, we're hoping, whilst Broken Bay, to be honest, is probably one of the best kept secrets in New South Wales, we're really hoping the people of New South Wales will have a similar response to this wonderful, locally grown, local product.